Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. This is the sixth state dinner. Guests will dine on a summertime-style meal of bratwurst. I'm just kidding.
Brats and burgers buffet style.
Can you imagine Biden with a big, big hat on, big chef hat on? Hey, yeah. Folks, I got this.
Oh, look, a man in the grill.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Coming up on 612 this Thursday morning, something to watch today and in the weeks to come in the wake of the campus protests that swept the nation and resulted in days-long encampments at UW-Madison and Milwaukee here in Wisconsin. So campus leaders today are being summoned to Capitol Hill to face questions from lawmakers about their handling of these events. That's not the news you want to have if you're one of these folks.
I should have seen this coming. I have to admit, I'm a little embarrassed. We didn't see this coming, that they would bring some of these folks up.
So pro-Palestinian protesters across the country, we've covered it over the last several weeks in particular, occupying space on college campuses to protest the war in Gaza. And in some cases, university leaders made deals to get them to back down. And now House Republicans are calling some of those leaders on the carpet. Today in Washington, you have the leaders from Northwestern, Rutgers, and UCLA set to go before the House Committee on Education and Workforce, which has been investigating how colleges have responded to the protests and allegations of anti-Semitism on campus.
So do you anticipate there will be calls for one of them to step down by the end of the day?
Well, so that's interesting. Remember, it was the woeful performances by some Ivy League presidents before this same committee late last year in prior hearings that resulted them being in the spotlight and further scrutiny and ultimately the resignations of the presidents of Harvard and the University of Pennsylvania, who, as the Associated Press describes, quote, gave cautious, halting answers to questions about whether calls for genocide of Jews would violate their school's conduct policies. So whether they meant what they said or whether they misspoke or just weren't eloquent enough, whatever, it put the spotlight on them, and they lost their jobs.
Right.
So why Rutgers and Northwestern? We know that UCLA had a lot of standoffs and got violent there. The committee expected to focus on both Rutgers and Northwestern because of the agreements that they made with protesters.
Ah, the deals.
Yes. Associated Press and ABC News reporting here at Northwestern. The administration agreed to reestablish an advisory committee on investments that included student, faculty, and staff input. Rutgers agreed to meet with five student representatives to discuss divestment in request in exchange for disbanding the encampment. What kind of reception will they get? Committee Chair Congresswoman Virginia Fox, Republican North Carolina. The committee has a clear message for mealy-mouthed, spineless college leaders. Congress will not tolerate your dereliction of your duty to your Jewish students.
Well, we know what the tone's going to be
Right, so they know what to expect. So turn this back here on our state and our school leaders here. UWM Chancellor Mark Mone already apologizing this week. You had the story the other day for his handling of the resolution that ended the protests in Milwaukee. UW-Madison first tried police force to remove the encampment there and then later struck a deal with their protesters. If I were Chancellor Mone or Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin at Madison, I would not want to pick up the phone with any incoming 202 area code calls.
You know what, though? You're right, but I wonder if they have nothing to worry about because they're in a battleground state. Look at where these are coming from. Rutgers, Northwestern's in Illinois, UCLA's in California. You think they stay away from the battleground states because it's not worth rocking the boat on a tight race?
Don't know which way it turns.
In November,
right. Understood. Leaders of UCLA, Northwestern, and Rutgers on Capitol Hill today.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Brewers' long roadie continues this weekend as they head to Boston to face the Red Sox. Hello?
Is this thing on? There we go.
One, two, check, check, one, two, three.
You all right over there?
I don't know. What buttons am I not pushing right? Okay. Should we start the whole thing over?
Yes, please. Right.
Brewers' long roadie continues this weekend as they head to Boston to face the Red Sox.
Look who's got Smart Pack.
They got to sweep the Sox if they want to come out ahead in this 9-game road trip. Pitcher's duel in Miami Wednesday night did not go the Brewers' way.
And that is a sharply hit ground ball to short. Anderson plays it on a couple of hops, runs to the bag at second, retires Contreras. And the Marlins have shut out the Brewers tonight. 1-0, your final. Marlins take the series 2-1 as well.
Jesus Luzardo for the Marlins throws 8 innings against the Crew.
Come on.
8. Manager Pat Murphy in full salute.
You know, we couldn't come up with a big hit at the big time, but again, credit their guy. He was really, really good. I'm not going to be disappointed in our guys if a great pitching beats good hitting. That's just the way it is. And that kid was great tonight.
The Brewers open a weekend series with Boston. Friday night's first pitch from Fenway Park at 6:10 our time. Green Bay Packers will go back at it again today for organized team activities, the optional workouts that most players understand they pretty much got to be at. New guys at 1265 Lombardi Avenue. Packers picked up free agent safety Xavier McKinney, remember, in the offseason. And he's impressed with the talent around him.
I think the talent level in our room is out of this roof. And it's going to be fun to play with these guys because everybody's smart. So we all working off of each other. And we're able to build off of each other and compete with each other, make each other better.
I think he's mixing metaphors there. I think we're either out of this world or through the roof.
I'll take both.
But either way, guys like McKinney so far. Love this from cornerback Keyshawn Nixon.
I call him the Terminator. He wear an ugly helmet I don't really like for real. And he got dreads half side of his head. But, he's a good leader. I feel comfortable being like him behind me.
Terminator, let's go with it.
I think he means Predator, but I'll go either one. Is
right, again, guys.
But I love it. I love it.
I appreciate
love
y'all being colorful, but like, get your metaphors and your similes straight here. Hope he's downright nasty, too, though.
Yeah,
I want a nasty defense this season. Feel like it's been a long time since we had a nasty defense. Feel like it's been a long time since our opposing team wasn't coming in going like, oh, we're going to score some points today.
at home, at Lambeau.
Yes, at Lambeau.
Yes.
So OTAs continue next week as well after today's workout in Green Bay. And quickly, postseason honors in the NBA. Bucks Giannis Antetokounmpo named to the 23-24 season All-NBA first team, his 6th consecutive season, earning those first team honors.
This always happens. It always comes really quickly, but believe it or not, we're less than a month away from the start of Summerfest.
You're right. It does always happen. People start talking about Summerfest, you're like, oh, that's a ways off yet.
No.
It's not.
June 20th is right around the corner. So again, 3 weekends this year, the 20th to the 22nd, June 27th to the 29th, and then July 4th through the 6th are your 3 weekends. So Summerfest likes to do these offerings and previews for like, I'm not sure who all gets to go to these. It's a lot of dignitaries, and then they let us schmoes go.
Well, because they want us to talk about it.
Yes, right? And I guess so. That's how it works. So, yeah. So, yesterday, we were on the Summerfest grounds, you and I. Sandy Max was there as well, and others from across the media landscape and other high dignitaries from Milwaukee to enjoy some of the foods and different offerings that the vendors are going to be offering this year.
And the beverages.
And, yeah, they also offer some different beverages as well. So, here's just a quick picture of what that was like, an audio picture, if you will. All right, so what are you guys serving here today?
We are serving cocktail-sized empanadas, Cuban and Argentine beef.
All right, if I had to choose one, what should I go with?
I would go with the Argentine. It's our most authentic.
Okay. Do you have a secret to the recipe or anything like that?
Yes, but I can't tell you what it is.
So what are we serving here?
This is Perky's Old Fashioned. This is my mom's recipe.
Is your mom Perky?
She is. Her nickname has been Perky since age 4. I had her on the back of the bottle. And it's our brandy Old Fashioned. It'll be in the amphitheater this year. We've been on the market for 2 years.
Where did she get the recipe from?
It's from my grandfather, actually. So it's been in the family for 60 years. Supposedly, he's like this mixologist. He always had martinis ready to pour in the fridge, and then he started playing around and did Old Fashioneds.
What's his nickname?
He didn't have one. Gilbert. That's why it's not Gilbert's.
We've been sampling everything, and there are a lot of new things and things we haven't heard of. So, Cousins, I've not heard of you. What do you make?
Cousins, we make sub sandwiches.
All right, very well, yes. Ooh, E.
Remember I judged the brat contest, like the recipe contest for Johnsonville last year? This is the winner. Hey, Chef, we were a part. This is the brat that we picked last year, right?
Yes, this is the walking brat.
I picked this as the winner. This is my favorite. What do you think, E?
So, I'm getting a little bit of a hint of, like, hickory, maybe?
Out of all that, it was really tasty.
Oh, yes, it tastes good. It's a brat.
So our fried bologna sub is exclusive to Summerfest, so you can't get it anywhere else except for Summerfest this year.
How do you make a fried bologna?
Fried bologna, so it's literally fried bologna.
Well, that's a good start. Great question, E.
Yeah. I thought that fried bologna was good.
It was good. There's a lot of really good food there. Almost too good for us. Also, Chef Dan was there from Top Chef. So we have some sound from him. Sandy Max was there as well, so we'll hear that later on in the program.
So some of these are, and yes, I know what Cousins is. That was the joke.
You're going to get a text.
He says he grew up here. Cousins has been around
a long time.
They're
headquartered right here.
They're right here. That's the original. No, obviously that was the joke. Yeah, fried bologna was good. That brat that we were talking about. So Johnsonville had a recipe contest, and I was one of the judges
for
the finalists.
Yeah,
and the walking brat was what we chose. So that's available now at Summerfest this year. It's a brat that's wrapped in like a tortilla, and there are Fritos in there.
Yeah,
and
good.
Some other things. A lot of
and
different flavors.
And you could add more Fritos if you wanted to. They're also offering us M&M's a lot, so M&M's are new to Summerfest this year.
And then all kinds of beverages. A lot of fruity stuff.
Mm-hmm. What was that lemonade one? Hibiscus lemonade or something?
I don't know. It had booze in it. I know that. Coming up in sports, a Packers wide receiver wanted to know, how come I'm always getting hurt? We'll tell you where he found some of those answers coming up in sports at 6:45.
First time in history this has happened at the White House. President Biden welcoming the Kenyan president.
It's the first visit by a Kenyan president to the U.S. in two decades. The wide-ranging talks are expected to include debt relief for Kenya, as well as the way forward for Haiti, Ukraine, Sudan, and other areas. They'll also focus on efforts to build trade ties. The two leaders will hold a joint news conference, followed by an official state dinner at the White House.
Yeah.
Stacey Cohen, CBS News, Washington.
Official state dinner.
Love me a state dinner.
I know you do.
So, who's going to be at the state dinner? Still trying to get a good look at the guest list. What we do know is that country star Brad Paisley, the headline, you know him, Brad Paisley guy?
And Nationwide is on your side.
Don't know if I'll play that song, but he'll be there. The Howard Gospel Choir will also provide entertainment at this glitzy event. The Kenyan president, apparently a big Paisley fan. He loves gospel and country music, so that's part of the reason for that.
Okay, eclectic taste there.
This is the sixth state dinner. Guests will dine on a summertime-style meal of bratwurst. I'm just kidding.
Brats and burgers buffet style.
Can you imagine Biden with a big, big hat on, big chef hat on? Hey, folks, I got this.
Folks, look, a man in the grill. You got to use Kingsford. It's the best charcoal. I got my Weber grill right here.
What's really on the menu? Chilled tomato soup, lobster poached in butter, marinated short ribs with kale, banana ganache for dessert. So all the fixins. He was going to go to Africa, and that fell through. So because of that, that was part of the reason why they invited the Kenyan president here.
This is a make good?
Kind of.
You know what? Why don't you all come here? You come to the house. We'll cook for you.
Do you like that or not? When you invite someone to your place, and they're like, oh, no, why don't you come over here instead?
Come over here. Yeah.
Well, we got the new
painting we want to show off. Yeah.
We invited you to our place.
Right. We had a thing and we went, no.
So this, I would expect to be the final state dinner of this term.
I don't know, man. We've had a lot of parties lately. I feel like they're cleaning out the fridge over there just in case. 6:39 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
I'm making burgers. Mr. President, how do you like your burger? I look pink inside. I'm working on it.
What was the president's name?
Kenyan President William Ruto.
Hey, Bill, how you like
awesome,
it?
Bill.
Would you rather have a brat? I got brats too.
Big old tin of baked beans at the end of the aisle too. Some pickle spear.
Yes.
It's a barbecue cookout, see?
And a bag of Ruffles.
Get your chips.
Time to recognize and honor an everyday hero. Everyday hero is when we here at Wisconsin's Morning News celebrate an average John or Jane Doe who had no idea that one morning when they got up that they would be saving a life. All I really Everyday Hero, sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care, Azura Memory Care. So today, Vince, we head to Cleveland, Ohio. John Stigovich, he could have kept driving. He could have just called 911, but he didn't. He saw a house fire, and he stopped his car.
He had to save the baby. That's how it was going to be.
All right, so let's back up here. Here's what happened. He sees this house fire. He stops his car, gets out. He sees mom in the front yard with a baby girl. The baby's twin still in the house.
No.
The mother was sitting on the tree lawn with her one baby. And I asked her if she was all right. And she said, my baby's still in the house. And I was thinking to myself, oh, my God.
Stigovich tells Fox 8 in Cleveland that he had to go in. Had to. He runs into the house. It's getting smoky. He can't find her. Cannot find the child. So he runs back out.
Came back out, asked her where the baby was. She told me next to the kitchen by the baby gate.
Okay, so next to the kitchen by the baby gate. Okay, got it. Like, he has to go through this process.
This is not his house. He didn't know where he's going.
Yeah, and the house is blazing.
And it was getting so bad in there, I was getting ready to leave, actually. And the baby cried, or it made a sound. So I said, I'm thinking to myself, the baby's right here. So I just lurched forward. My arm went across his leg. I grabbed it by the leg, and we were both out.
Yes. Grabs the baby, runs out of the house with the child, who, this little girl, by the way, only suffered some smoke inhalation, light burns on her cheek, her arm, and her knee. Otherwise, is okay. And this was an intense fire, by the way. By the time the fire crews got there, which was after this, two firefighters were hurt. A porch fell on them. So one of the firefighters actually trapped. The chief is like, there's no way that kid would have survived without John Stigovich. He says there's no way. His reaction to the outpouring of love that's come for him now.
Everybody just calling and saying how great of a job it was. But, I mean, I would do it for anybody. It doesn't matter. And I would hope somebody would do it for me. That baby gets to live today.
That's right. Because of you, John. John Stigovich, thank you for being an everyday hero. Everyday Hero, sponsored by Azura Memory Care.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Green Bay Packers set to continue OTAs, organized team activities, today in Green Bay. Christian Watson, wide receiver entering his third season with the Packers. Tremendous talent, but dogged by injuries. Spent time not only rehabbing and working on his perpetually injured hamstrings, but also working to understand his body better.
I definitely feel like I'm at 100% just in terms of what I'm able to do on the football field right now. But, I mean, there's still a little bit of asymmetry there, and that's just something I'm attacking, with the training staff and the weight room. But it's not enough, to hold me back from anything. Obviously, just got to continue to get that right so there's not any risks in the future.
I mean, at least he's got a plan now, right? I mean, he knows he's prone to this particular injury. Mm-hmm. So he got scienced up a bit. Apparently met with specialists at UW-Madison to see specifically, why is this happening to me more often than a typical player?
What's
right?
wrong with me?
And what can I do to mitigate that risk? So he is That's working on awesome. That. I mean, if we can have that dude healthy for the bulk of the season, that would be pretty good. Packers wrap up after today and then resume OTAs once again next week, Tuesday. And the Brewers with a day off today on their 9-game road trip, finishing the series with Miami Wednesday night.
3-1. This is hit in the air down the right field line. Churio looking up. It is gone. Fastball down the middle at 94, and Jazz Chisholm Jr.'s hit his seventh home run of the season. It's a leadoff blast here in the bottom of the first, and the Marlins take a 1-0 lead.
And that's all I got.
There's your
score. End of the story. Brewers just four hits on the night, no runs. They lost to the Marlins 1-0. Got a weekend series with the Red Sox in Boston. 6:10 will be the first pitch tomorrow night from Fenway Park right here on WTMJ.
Interested to get Jen Latta's take on this. I like this. This makes me like a superstar even more. His name is Bryce Harper. Of course, Major League ball player, plays for the Phillies. Pretty remarkable player. So Bryce Harper asked a girl to prom for someone else.
Okay. Glad you clarified there. As ESPN Milwaukee's Jen Latta joins us in the studio now.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, I'm a huge Bryce Harper fan. We've had him on game day. He's a big Ohio State fan, so when we have been in Columbus, he has been nice enough to be our guest picker on the show. He's got a great personality. He's just like like really magnetic, and you can see that on the field with the success that he has. But this was kind of cool, and we asked on our show, like, who's the Wisconsin athlete that you could see doing this? And we said there's a matrix, right? There's like who you would want to do it, right? Like Giannis. But would Giannis do it? I don't know. He's very private, a little protective
of his
space.
Tough to get to, right?
Bobby Portis. Bobby is not as popular as Giannis, but he's close, and he's probably more accessible, and he's probably more willing to do it. So, like, who do you think, like, is the matrix of popular but also accessible that would do this in Wisconsin?
So wait, now tell me how this played out, though, first. Like, so, how did Bryce Harper ask a girl to prom
so
for
Jake
some
Portillo,
other kid? You know, Jake,
he goes to Haddonfield Memorial High School.
Okay.
And he lives in a subdivision in New Jersey, and he knows where Bryce Harper lives. He lives in the same subdivision. So he just knocked on the door and said, hey, would you mind asking, you know, my girlfriend to prom? And
for me.
Yeah, for me. Yeah. And Harper said, okay.
Hi, Julia.
I'm going to
prom. How's it going? Jake wants to ask you to prom, so I thought I'd help him out. So are you going to prom with him?
Yes!
Awesome! There you go.
And then she hugs him. And
she hugs Bryce Harper. Yeah, she hugs Bryce Harper. And then she's like, oh, you're still here? Oh, okay. I guess I'll hug you as well.
That's a great question. I'm trying to think of who would be the most charismatic and would have the most fun with it, too.
Jordan Love would do it in a second,
you
sounds
think?
Like. I mean, wasn't he out there fixing somebody's tire or something at the gas station or whatever?
Yeah, but he was driving somewhere. It wasn't like in his house and the doorbell just rings.
I think absolutely that cat's doing it.
AJ Dillon, obviously.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, you know, Mr. Right. Wisconsin.
Yes,
I feel like
the mayor of Door County.
He's doing it. I think Christian Yelich would do it. I think if you could get a hold of Christian Yelich, now again, that goes back to the accessibility access of this matrix that we are creating.
Yes.
But if you could get Christian Yelich and you make a good plea to him, I think he'd be willing to go to a door and ask a young lady to prom for someone else. I did laugh about the, like, so now you're doing nothing. I suppose all the work that Jake, this young man, did was going to the house, which, by the way, congrats on the swanky neighborhood, Jake.
Yeah, well,
if you're
done.
Living in the same neighborhood as Bryce Harper.
Jake's doing okay.
Your life's tough. Family's doing pretty well. So he asked Bryce, but then once he asked Bryce and Bryce said yes, then he was done asking, right? Then Bryce was responsible for all of the other things. Have prom proposals gotten a little out of control?
Yes. The pressure, honestly, and so many more young people. If you have kids who are of prom age recently, you know, like kids don't, or more seldom do they ask people to prom.
Sure.
Like they go in groups and whatever. And it used to be like if you didn't have a boyfriend, girlfriend, or somebody you were romantically interested in, you just took a friend. Right. Hey,
yeah.
You know, Jen, you and I are friends. You didn't have a date. Let's go as friends. But everybody took a date. That doesn't happen as much anymore. I think one of the reasons is the pressure on you can't just ask somebody. You got to have a sign. You got to have a presentation.
It's gotta be Instagram.
You got to have a Major League Baseball player knocking on your door.
Box, Major League Baseball players, diamond earrings.
It's hard for young people.
It's getting intense.
My kid took a date and I asked him, so he set it all up and all that and went over to her house. I'm like, well, you're for sure, right? She's going to say yes. And he's like, well, yeah, I double checked on that. So like he had already like asked once and then had to do the double ask to make it, you know, more special.
You have to go through back channels for that. That's what my kids were dealing with. Of like, channel. Well, you need to find out through her friends whether that's a yes before you go and do that.
Is that because we're so fearful of rejection that like, yes.
I think it's a little of that. In fairness, I think it's a little too of not wanting to put that other person in an awkward position, particularly if you're going to have a light up sign and do it in the cafeteria in front of everybody. You don't want to put her or him in that spot of like, I actually don't really want to go to prom with
you. Do you remember being asked?
To prom? Yes, eventually. I was not popular, so it wasn't like I was first or second or third or fourth or fifth or sixth. How much time do we have? Or seventh or eighth or ninth or tenth?
Come on.
But I eventually was asked to prom.
Right.
Yes. So I also always say this. My dad was a coach at the high school, which like any popularity I might have had from being, you know, wonderful, just left because my dad was always there. Like,
right. Do you want to ask coach's kid to prom?
No. All right, guys. See you later.